This is Radio Kate in Brighton for The Great Escape, and we've just come out of a session called Knowing Your Audience, looking at various different ways of understanding your audience and how you can actually use the data about them to encourage them to come to more gigs, buy more records, do that sort of thing. An interesting take on it all from Steve Mashin. Tell us a bit about what you guys do.
Two things. I help people make more money from existing tickets, and I also sell cinema tickets. So mostly ticket-based, but the win for, I think, the live industry is in selling more tickets. We just want more people to go to shows, and allowing those fans, you know, locating the fans that want to go, and allowing them to participate financially at a level that is appropriate to them. So, you know, not every fan can afford the really expensive ticket. Some fans want to spend three times what you thought they'd pay, and it's about figuring that piece out. The cinema stuff kind of fits into that because, you know, we reach a whole bunch of fans who they can't necessarily afford to go to an arena show these days. It's very expensive.
So what you're actually doing is you're bringing the arena shows into the cinema, just filming them and putting them on for people to watch.
They're broadcast live often. You know, the first broadcast to be live, then we'll take the show and, you know, take it around the world. Sometimes reaching fans who would never get a chance, you know, because the artist doesn't tour there. They're, you know, some of the artists, they don't do, you know, big world tours. They'll play at five stadiums in the UK, or they'll play at one stadium in, you know, France or Spain. Which means it makes it very hard for some people to get to the shows.
So everyone's got a
local cinema that they can see the show at. So.
So you're a global business then?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. The Les Mis broadcast, we've toured it everywhere from Japan to Argentina, finishing up in Japan actually in January, and yeah, sold about 160,000 tickets globally for an event which was originally seen by 16,000. People, so yeah.
And how different is the experience for those audience members? You know, you come into a cinema, it's quite different from being in a huge arena with thousands of other people, isn't it?
It is a different experience. I'd say if you're the kind of fan that wants to be at the front at Brixton Academy, going to the cinema isn't going to cut it. If you're, it really works for a certain type of fan who, you know, if you think about going to an arena show or a stadium show, it's quite a long way out of town. You end up spending most of the time watching the screen anyway. It's pretty expensive. So we weren't sure actually whether the response was going to be, you know, as strong with people going to the cinema as, you know, going to shows. But, you know, Rolling Stones concerts, you know, we showed it in New York, and you know, everyone was cheering the guitar solos. We've had standing ovations at the end of Les Mis. You know, people were dancing in the aisles for Faithless. They respond to the entertainment that's on.
There is something about that shared experience. So even if you're not at that gig, you know, I mean, part of the being at a gig is being there with other fans.
One of the key things that we do is we try and make sure that's why we do, you know, one night only, or it's a one day show. You know, JLS we're showing for one day only on June the 3rd in the UK, and where the release, you know, over 2 weeks, we'd probably get the same number of fans. You know, they're all going to be in cinemas on June the 3rd, having a great shared experience. You know, I'm hoping they're all going to do, you know, a super swarm check-in on Foursquare. And actually, you know, being in the cinema when there's 300 of you, it's actually a great experience. So, you know.
And sometimes when you go to the cinema these days, they're a bit empty. You don't really quite get the same shared experience that maybe, well, the sort of experience I remembered when I was a teenager, going to see big cinema releases. What's the turnout like
for our events? Les Mis, we in the UK we average 92% occupancy, so that's between 200 and 300 people a screen. That compares very favorably to what the average attendance is for a, you know, a Tuesday night, for example, of a studio release. Again, that's because we do it on one day. You know, people can go, you know, when a studio release comes out, it's on for 2 weeks, people go, oh, I'll see that next week. Oh, I'll see it tomorrow. It's off. Oh, well, I missed it. Yeah. We you know, we all come from a concert background, and we drive all the marketing so that it's an event. You're either there or you're not. If you're not there, you're going to miss out. It's an amazing event.
It sounds like you've hit the jackpot, really, because putting on a cinema show is surely a lot cheaper than a huge stadium tour on its own.
It is. There are costs associated with it. You know, that's what we do. We're a distributor, but you know, it's good fun. We're having fun with it. It's a new, you know, it's a very new space. handful of people are trying it. We're all trying quite different approaches, and it hasn't really settled on a business model yet. We believe in what we do and the way we do it. The fans like what we do. We sell merchandise with the tickets. We do ticket pre-sales like you would for a concert, all that good stuff. What we do is working for us, but it's a sandbox. We don't know what's going to, we'll get a project in. We're doing a MotoGP documentary. We're going to have to change our model a little bit for that, but we'll work it out. It's good.
And gazing into your crystal ball, into the future of the music industry, any little gems or thoughts that you have on that? And how important do you think that the relationships with the fans will be in future?
The music industry is the music industry. It's not going anywhere. Relationship with fans is probably more important than it ever has been. Yeah. I'm going to have to go.
Thanks.